With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting migrant crossings at U.S. southern borders reportedly break records. More from correspondent Edwin Mora.
Protection or CBP have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Iran has executed four people for having alleged links with Israel's Mossad security service. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Local media reported that three men and one woman were executed and several others were sentenced to prison for having links with Israel's Mossad service. The four were charged with kidnapping several Iranian security forces to extract intelligence information, according to Mizan, the news website affiliated with the country's judiciary. The report also said several others working with the same group were each sentenced to 10 years in jail. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say Russia has launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 30 civilians in what an Air Force official calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukraine's military chief says the Ukrainian Air Force intercepted most of the cruise and ballistic missile and Shahed-type drones overnight. It was the most massive aerial attack since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Ukrainian officials say at least 144 people were wounded during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 20 points. This is SRN News. A Christian school was the scene of another mass shooting in 2023.
The U.S. was racked by deadly gunplay this year, and in March, the violence touched Covenant School in Nashville. A transgender former student, a woman living as a man, entered the building and opened fire, killing six people, three of whom were children. Police arrived and shot the woman dead shortly thereafter. Covenant School is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church of America. Classes have not been held in the building since the tragedy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nigeria didn't make it to the end of the year without another mass killing of Christians. More than 100 believers were murdered on Christmas Eve in Plateau State, where Muslim terrorists have been operating for years. The coordinated attacks on multiple Christian villages took place in the middle of the night when most of the victims were asleep. More than 50,000 Christians have been killed in that region of Nigeria over the past 20 years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Damian Troisi has the markets report, with stocks ending lower for the day, but all of the indexes, especially the S&P 500, were substantially higher for the year 2023.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street Friday to close an otherwise strong year. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, but closed the year with a 24% gain and is sitting just below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell slightly after setting a record on Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%, but that was barely a blemish on an annual gain of more than 43%. The broader market's gains were driven largely by big technology stocks for most of the year. Chipmaker Nvidia rose about 239%. Easing inflation, a resilient economy, and the prospect of lower interest rates energized investors, particularly in the last 2 months of the year. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.